Okay, so tonight's year is sponsored by the Mermelstein Mishpacha in honor of Jack's mother, Malia Bas Shlomo, and also sponsored by the Goldschmidt family in honor of Sam Lorber's Yortzeit, Shmuel Tzvi, Ben Yisrael, and Shammas should have an aliyah from the Divrei Torah. So I just want to get back to the Gemara that we got cut short. The last year, we saw a very, very important Gemara. The Gemara drew a distinction between, in the concept of Psulim Derabbanan. The Gemara said, if you look at where the sign for the Rambam and the Gimel, it's on the wide lines. Abe, how many? I'm thinking 12. No. 8. Yeah, Chavavim Abbez. I'm sorry. Chavavim Abbez. 3, 6. Seven. Amar Le Rava at the end, from the Gimel of the Rambam. Amar Le Rava, Chavavim Abbez. Yeah, you with me in the wide lines? Yeah, is it seven? That was the last line that we spoke about. So the Gemara drew a distinction. The Gemara said, if you're only Paslam Derabbanan, if you're only a Gazam Derabbanan, whatever you were involved with, I don't know, we'll talk about Misachik Bakuvia. You didn't outright steal. Rashi says, a Gazam Deraisa, this happens to be Shitas Rashi all over Shas. Very important Shitas Rashi. Rashi holds a Gazam Deraisa. A biblical Gazlan is only a Choytef Mamish. He has to do a maisa, an upright maisa gzela that imamish took it from the guy's hands. But everything else, that would only be only a gazan derabbanan. So the Gemara says, if you're only a gazan derabbanan, so then you would only be puzzled once you have hachrozes. So we raise the shaila, major machlekes apleiskim, machlekes between the Birkei Yosef and other gedolei achronim in the Pesachei Tshuva and Chesher Mishpat, whether or not this is just an afkemino legabe dine momenis, is this just a pseda for the lakuchos that if the people don't know, so they're going to lose money if they used you on other mechiras and they used you as witnesses, so we don't want to cause a loss to monetary transactions. So it was a takona for lakuchos, which some of the rishonim we saw in Chafei said that was the siba satakona that you need hachraza. And that's why the Gemara said earlier by Milva Beribis, where that wouldn't apply to the Gemara earlier, the Gemara assumed even if it's a puzzle to Rabbanan and there was an Achraza like the Nemuki Yosef asked, you would already be puzzle. Or other Paiskim said, no, this is the halacha not only by Dine Mamet, it's not only by Lekuchos, but it's a halacha even by Isurin, even by Yisur Veheter. If you're a Pesul Derabbanan, the psul only applies once you're once they announced that you are apostle. What's also interesting is that Rashi writes that the Hachroza, Rashi is the Gerson of Gemara, Hachroza Bebezdin. Rashi writes, Einan Efsalon La'idus Ad She'achrizu Bebezdin La'odia Psulon. If we look at the Rambam says that you would able to be machrez in the Bati Knesios, that the Bati Knesios and the Bati Midrashos, the Rav at the end of the Drasha would say, by the way, this so-and-so and so-and-so are apostle La'idus B'derabbanan. An interesting phenomenon, but that was the base measures. That was about the Knessios. That the what? Is it a chayrim? It's similar. It's similar to a chayrim, but this is the person's not a chayrim. It's just you don't use these edim for testimony. So the question is why there is this distinction. So I started to develop a pshat. So I'm not sure what the source of this pshat. I thought this pshat I once heard from Rav Schechter. It could be. It was one of my chavrusas. Some of you might know him, Jake Sassone. He grew up in Fairlawn. So the pshat goes like this. I think it has its roots from Soloveitchik, but you can't quote me on it. So the pshat goes like this. Tana Rabbon. The Gemara says on Pei Testament Aleph, which is a fascinating pshat that the Rav had. This for sure was the Rav's chiddush. This is a fascinating pshat. The Gemara in Pei Testament Aleph says as follows. Tana Rabbanan, arba tzrichin hachroza. There are four types of individuals that need an announcement to their for them to when they are going to be killed. Hamesis, one who draws another person to be Oyved Avodah Zarah, convinces someone to be Oyved Avodah Zarah. Uben Seirer Umayre, or a rebellious child that's killed. Vizokin Mamre, or one of the influential people in the community that argued on Bezdin about specific halachos that the Gemara in the 10th parak discusses, specifically Chivei Krisus. Ve'edim Zayman. And also Edim Zayman that lie in court and they testify falsely. So these, v'kulu ksiv v'chol ha'am, v'chol Yisrael, by each of these, the parshiyus, the Torah, say v'chol ha'am, that they should all watch. So that the Torah derives, the Gemara derives, that they need an announcement. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that it's fascinating that not only do these need a hachraza, but at least some Rishonim, Rashi happens to hold like this, and the Rambam holds by some of them, that these four categories also don't need hasra either when they're violating their isra. By Edom Zomim, it's not shaykh to have hasra. That's a Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Lamed Gimel. There is no hasra. By Mesis, Shitas Rashi, and Daf Chesem and Beis, we learned earlier, is that he doesn't have hasra either. There is no hasra when it comes to a Mesis according to Rashi. And by Ben Soyer Meira, and by Zakin Mamre. So, Cesar Soloveitchik, what's the reason for that? What's the rationale? So Cesar Soloveitchik, this idea of hachraza is to create a deterrent for Am Yisrael and for them to realize these now should be a symbol that they're not being killed for a Maisa Aveira that necessarily deserves this punishment, but they are now being killed to now enforce that this is inappropriate, and therefore they're going to be killed. But it wasn't necessarily because of the Maisa Avera, said Rav Soloveitchik, because otherwise, then the regular rules of transgression would apply. You'd need Hasra, you would need all those halachas, and therefore, that is what triggers the din of V'chol Ha'am. It's not enough just for Bezdin to kill them, Uviyarta Arami Kebecha. It has to be demonstrated. It has to be that they have to be standard. It has to be a symbol that this was an inappropriate action, and therefore they require Hachraza. So that's the yisod of Hachraza, at least on a level of Daraisa. So it could be, this is the pshat that we're suggesting over here. It could be one of two things. It could be that if, when it comes to Psulim derabbanan, gazlim derabbanan, right? So maybe that status is what creates him to be pasul also. When it comes to gzela deoraisa, so why are you pasul edus? Carried within the avera is also the psul. When a person violates something that inherently is against the Torah, so now I become invalid. One of the results of that transgression is becoming invalid for edus as well. Masha'en came when I only violated Nisa Drabbanon, perhaps that Aveira doesn't carry with it that same severity and the psul, and therefore, what do you need to become Pasul? You need exactly what the Torah needed in those four categories, which is Arba, Tzricha, Machraza. That's what you need to become Pasul when it comes to in Aveira Drabbanon, and just because you violated the Aveira, you don't become Pasul at that point in time. It's only until Bezdin decides to announce it that the psul and the characterization of that category on you, that now you're in that category, now you become Pasul because you registered into that category. But just because of the Maisa Aveira alone, you're not going to become Pasul. What's the reason? What's the rationale? So I think it makes a lot of sense. The Meshech Chochma writes like this in Parsha Shoftim. It's this pshat is also what's explained to be understood that the Nesivis held like this pshat. There is a famous Nesivis in Hilchos Mekach Umemkar that the Nesivis writes, what happens if I buy something from another individual and it turns out that there was a problem with the item that I bought, that it's Aser Midrabon. So the Nesivis says that I do not have the ability to claim that it's a Mekach Tos. If it's possible midoraisa, if there's an aveira midoraisa, there's some iser, it's not kosher midoraisa, so then that's a mekachtos. But if it's only an aveira midorabanan, so then I can't claim that it's a mekachtos. So the Nesivis, and the Meshech Chochma writes like this, Beferish says, because an aveira midorabanan b'shoigeg doesn't need tshuva. Why should an Avera D'Rabbanan B'Shegig not in tshuva? If an Avera D'Oraisa needs to be, you need to bring a carbon chatas, you need to do tshuva, so why shouldn't an Avera D'Rabbanan be any different? So explains the Meshech Chachma beautifully. So Avera D'Rabbanan inherently is not a problem. Why is it usher to you to violate an Issa D'Rabbanan? Because you're rebelling against Los Usher. Because I have the obligation to listen to the rabbis. And I am violating that halacha. Right? Right? You have to listen to everything that the rabbis tell you. But if I don't intend to rebel against the rabbis, and I did it b'shoigeg, so says the Meshech Chachma, you didn't violate anything. Masha'enkin, when it comes to a real bona fide Isra D'Oraisa, I did something b'shoigeg, there's something inherently wrong with what I did. I did an Avera, I transgressed something that inherently is a problem. So it's the Avera b'shoigeg. Okay, you don't get as severe, we're not going to punish you, you have to bring a carbon, fine. But there has to be tshuva that's done for the inherent Avera that you did. If that's the case, if that's the rationale, now it makes beautiful sense. That's going to be the nafkamina between a psul d'oraisa and a psul d'rabbanan. Inherently, when it comes to an Avera d'rabbanan, I don't carry a psul, because inherently there wasn't anything wrong. Only by a gazlan d'oraisa that you can say without the hachraza, from the Avera alone I become psul. It's an automatic reaction to what? To the Avera. Then I become psul. Masha'enkin and Avera d'rabbanan, since inherently, it's not because of the Avera shebo. The reason why I was over an Issa D'Rabbanan is because what? I rebelled against the rabbis. So now, how do you create a psul when it comes to those categories with D'Rabbanan? You have to implement Hachraza. That's why you need to wait until there's an announcement in Beis Din that we're slapping on a psul for you to be now categorized as that psul D'Rabbanan. But it's not automatic. It's not a reaction to the Avera. In Cain, that could be the pshat. That's first of all, Bein B'Isurim, Bein B'Dinim Ominus. It's not just a cool Amdera. No, it's the word is that the Din of Achraza applies Bein B'Isur, Bein B'Drabana because inherently there wasn't a problem over here. So it's Bein B'Isur, that's the pshat in those poskim that say Bein B'Isur, Bein B'Dinim Ominus. And maybe, if it's a Din that Beis Din has to pick in that categorization, so then maybe that has to be in Beis Din. Maybe it's not a technicality that it just has to be known about, like what Joe was saying, that it's like cherem, that it's just a way to publicize, so we can put it in the chevra. So we'll put the kids' weekly shaila in, and now we'll put in the achraza, who's posle this in the rabbanon. Another blurb we'll put into for the chevra. No, it's not sufficient to be in the batei knesset, the batei midrashos. You have to be shafted by Beis Din. Has to be created by Beis Din. And perhaps that would be why Rashi held that it's not as sufficient, like the Rambam says, in batei knesset and batei midrashos, but it has to be instituted specifically by Beis Din. Okay. So we're going to go weiter in the Gemara. So there's two fascinating Gemaras that come up here that are very, very much halacha l'maisa. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, this is by the two dots, Oichle davar acher psulin la'edis. So you have someone who's eating something. So Tysus already thinks, whoa, what's he eating? Is this non-kosher? Tysus is not sure. Look at Tysus. Oichle davar acher psulin la'hoid. Leka, the second last Tysus, Leka lefrushe oichle davar acher da'ainu oichle chazir. Don't tell me it's someone who is eating chazir. Diba oichle chazir, the Gemara is about to make a distinction between betzina u befarhesia. Look at the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Oichle davaracher psulun la de'edus. A person who eats davaracher, we don't know what this davaracher is, but he's eating something that's not allowed. So the Gemara says, honey mi u befarhesia. Aval betzina loy. So the Gemara says, it's only if he's eating it in public. But if he's eating it betzina, so then what? Then it's okay. So if it's talking about treif, betzina is also a problem. That's going to be possible this also. Diba oichle chazir says to the hechem afle be betzina lefarhesa. V'chigaro me oichle nevelus l'teyavon. Damrina l'kamon de possible this b'chol inyin. Is he any different than a person who eats non-kosher? Which Tysus is already spoiling the story. Which is what? Which is the machlekes between Abai and Rava. Whether or not, when such a person is going to be possible. But that's going to be the first issue with non from people being made is because they eat non kosher, right? If they eat non kosher, it's machlekes Abai and Rava. We'll see later on. The Gemara says mumr l'teyavon is l'kulei alma pasul. If he does it for enjoyment, the machlekes abaye and rava, if he does a lahachas, he has two sandwiches in front of him, he can just as equally eat the kosher one, and he chooses to eat the non-kosher one, so then we paskin, this is one of the exceptions that we paskin, like abaye over rava. We paskin a mumr lahachas is also possible to eat this, even though he doesn't get any enjoyment. Rava says no, such a person is not possible to eat this. He has to have some enjoyment that he's getting out of it that is going to make him possible. We have to get back to that. So Taisa says, it can't be Oichle Davar Acher over here that's distinguishing between Farhesia and Sinna. It must be something else. So what is it? So Rashi says, and Taisa agrees, it's talking about the Shiloh that we had, Shiloh of the Week, a few months ago. Oichle Davar Acher, Zakt Rashi, Mekablet Staka Min Anochrim, a person who gets Staka from Goyim, says Rashi, why? What's Rashi saying? Why are you pasul eidus? Rashi's saying you're Rasha Dechamas, right? Which is fascinating that Rashi's telling you you need to be Rasha Dechamas. I thought I just told you that Abaye holds even a Mumr Lahachis, which doesn't have a Chem Das Mamon Rasha Dechamas. He disagrees with Rava. So maybe Rashi's holding that this is only pasul with Rabbanon, and therefore Rashi, if you remember, Rashi says in the beginning of the parak, the Aleph Beis, we were medayik from Rashi, the Tumim, the Rabbi Yonasan Aibishis was also medayik from Rashi, that Psulim Durabbanon, it could be, Rashi agrees, there's some Rishonim that think that Psulim Durabbanon, you might hold like Rava, that you need a Rasha Dechamas, you might have to have some strong desire when it comes to Psulim Durabbanon, might follow what we just introduced, because Psulim Durabbanon are not the same as Psulim Duraisa, inherently, there's not that Avera that carries with it, could be. But Psulim Durabbanon on a different level, so you need a Rasha Dechamas. Rashi says it's because of a Chilul Hashem. Meaning, a person who's willing to do a Chilul Hashem and make a Chilul Hashem in order to feed his desires, he's going to become Pasul Eidus. Rashi holds it's a Chilul Hashem. The Rambam, when he writes down this halacha of Oichle Dever Acher, a person who's a Kabbalah stock, he says you're Pasul because you're Mavazi yourself. He says it's the same as a person. Like the end of the Gemara in the first parak of Kedushin, the Gemara says a person who eats outside in public, ha'oichol b'shuk. So the Gemara says you're pasul eidus. Person who doesn't have basic, you know, etiquette, manners. He's mevaza himself. He doesn't present himself in an appropriate manner. So such a person is going to be pasul eidus. According to the Rambam, it doesn't sound like it's because of the Yisr of Chilul Hashem. It's just such a person we can't trust in the area of Eidus. According to Rashi, it sounds like no. If you're willing to violate Chil, it makes more sense. If you're willing to violate Chil Hashem for Hana, so you're going to also be made Sheker for Hana, and therefore you're going to be. That's like a Rasha Dechamas. So as long as you have that Hana, you're going to be puzzled. So so that's the Gemara over here. So if I would ask you based on this Gemara, is it Oster to accept money from Guy? So what would you say?
Pretty clear,
no. Exactly. So that's the chora, the way I would pass him from this Gemara. The Gemara says that if you take it in public, so there's a Chil Hashem, so therefore you'd become possibly this, but the mashmos of the Gemara is that Bitsina it's fine. And then the Gemara goes, says even in Faresia, Ubafaresia Nami Loy Amrin Elo de Efshali Litzunia Bitsina. And also Bafaresia, it's not always Oster Bafaresia. Even Bafaresia, there's certain qualifications that what? Elo de Efshali Litzunia Bitsina, you had the option of getting it in private and you went to the direction of doing it publicly. That's not right. That's a Chil Hashem according to Rashi, or that's a Bizayin according to the Rambam, and therefore that would be a problem. So let's make things worse. Let's assume it's only a Chil Hashem, but the Gemara, to make matters worse, right? I would assume just off the bat that the fact that that the Rebbeinu Shalom's people need to rely on charity from the Goyim could be a Chil Hashem. But the problem is, Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara says Beferish that it's Aser. The Gemara says in Baba Basar and Daf Yudam Abes. If Rahurma's imidishvar malka shadra arba maya zuze dinari lakami derav ami. Some big, important, dignitary and the mother of the shvar malka sent 400 dinarim to Rav Ami. V'loi kibluni. And he didn't accept it.
Rami was machmir. He says, I can't accept this money. Shadruni kabe de Rava. So then she sent it for in front of Rava. The kibuni. And he accepted it. Right? Mishum Shalom Malchus. Because of Shalom. Shamar Rabbi Ami Ikpit. Rabbi Ami heard about this and he got upset. Amar Lesle, says Rabbi Ami, Lesle, quoted the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Bivesh Kitsira Tisabrena Noshim Bos Meiris Osa. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, that if the Gemara says that you create a schus for the goyim, you're going to continue the galus if they're going to now have schuyos by supporting you, and that's Rav Ami's kasha, that it's usher to accept goyim to accept tzaka from the goyim. So Rav says b'shem shalom malchus, but you see b'feirish in the Gemara, and this is paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei and Siman Reish and Dalet. That it's usher to accept money from the guy. We had this. We have the Shiloh of the week every Friday night. Halachic Shilohs that we discuss. So 1 week, just a few months ago, someone asked me the following Shiloh. Apparently, when you go on Aliyah, so there is a Christian organization that offers you money because they want to make sure that all the Jews, you know, come back to Eretz Yisrael, and that will whatever they believe in that will do. So therefore, they mamish fundraise. We should get them to fundraise for us. But they mamish fundraise, and they offer up to. I was asked that you can even get up to $10,000 when you go on Aliyah. So why is that a Chil Hashem? Why?
Because it's Fadafka taking the money and showing that what their apocalyptic vision is not going to happen, because their vision is Bnei Israel will be on the land, and then they'll all be destroyed. So by Fadafka taking the money and not being destroyed, it's the opposite of Chil Hashem.
So maybe Igloya Milsa in Emirates Hashem when Mashiach comes, it's not going to be, but right now it's a Chil Hashem. Temporarily it's a Chil Hashem. I think that would still be us. So I quoted B'shaito, Rabbi Yashiv had a tshuva. Rabbi Yashiv also had a similar shaila. There was a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. You guys will help me out with the details. I don't remember the full tshuva. He quoted a tshuva from the Chesed L'Avram. Yeshiva from Eretz Yisrael that was offered money from the Hamburg government after the war because of reparations. What? Yeah, this was the case of Reb Simon, yeah. So Rabbi Yashiv was Mekel in the Shaila for two Svaras. He says that if they're not doing it L'shem Tztaka, and they're not doing it L'shem them getting a schus, but they're doing it, I think, if I remember correctly, they're doing it out of guilt or because of things that they did wrong, and they're not doing it L'shma, Ke'en L'shma, perhaps it wouldn't violate the Gemara Bava Basra, because it's not a simple schus of just accepting simple tzedakah. And then he had another svara to be mitzar, so he thought me'ikra din it was mutter. But then Rabbi Simon, what Joe was pointing out, Rabbi Simon called one of the Talmidim Rav Yashiv, because this is what it says in the Tshuva. So he called one of the Talmidim Rav Yashiv, and he said, even though Rav Yashiv, this is the Ravin Malos Dafna, I forget who it was, but even though Me'ikra Adin Rabbi Yashiv was Mekel, he said in this situation with the Olim, he said that it's Mo's Hadover, that it's not appropriate to accept the money. For Rabbi Yishai, we have a shot. Yeah.
They're doing it because they believe that it was supposed to be
there. Yeah, they believe. No, but they believe Jews will be in Eretz Yisrael, and they believe that it's going to be. Or you're saying they don't do it for tzedakah?
No.
So Lefi Rabbi Yashiv's tshuva, you're saying it should be mutter, right? I know. I hear what you're saying. Meaning, if we go me'ikar adin, there would be what to stand on. I hear 100%. It was only because of that, even within that psa. What?
Can I accept it?
Right. So. Correct. I think it was very specific in the language he said. And I told the person who asked me, I think Me'ikar Adin, there would be what to rely on. I don't think it's Usser. It's flat out Usser. I think it's, but there's still a Mo'os Adavar from Rabbi Yashiv.
So, but Rabbosai, we have a question on it. We have a stira in Tzugis. We have a stira in Gemaras. So here, answering this stira in the Gemaras perhaps can shed light on other possible hetera. So the poskim suggest different answers. So the Drisha, the Taz, they all discuss this issue. How do you jive our Gemara in Sanhedrin with the Gemara of Avasra? There seems to be two Gemaras, that one says that it seems to be mutter, and the other Gemara that sees, says it seems to be Asr. Yeah. Yeah, but I want the Gemara Baba Basra says it's also.
The army was saying to Rebbe,
yeah.
Saying to Rebbe, why are you doing this? You should hold yourself to a higher standard.
I don't think that's what he said. I think he quoted a pasuk in Yeshaya that said it's also. I don't think it's because he's a Rav. The Gemara didn't say that. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's also there, based on that Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch takes it as an Isser. I don't think it was just a, you're a Rav, this is not the way you should act. So there are a few suggestions amongst the poskim. So the Drisha says that there's a difference between taking it for yourself and Rava, which is our Gemara in Sanhedrin, he says, and Rava was going to be mechalek it to other aniyim. So now to use Gaisha money to be a gabbai tzedakah with, says the Drisha, and now to support all the aniyim with that, that was why the way the Drisha, he thought that was the case of the Gemara and Baba Basra. So according to the Drisha, so this Aliyah case, according to the Drisha, would be totally mutter. Because I'm just taking it for myself, I'm not being mechalek it to other people. The Taz says, on the Drisha, he says, that's ridiculous. He says, well, why should be mechalek between whether you're taking it to yourself or you're being mechalek to other people? Pasuk Yeshaya said it's also. Why should that be a reason? So says the Taz, a new kul. Taz says, and this, I don't know if this would apply. This is something we should look into. The Taz says, no. The Gemara in Baba Basra that says it's usher, flat out isser, to take money from the Goyim Zef the Taz, that's if they're dafka giving to Yisrael. If they're giving both to any aniyim, they don't distinguish anyone who's in need, then you take from Goyim, says the Taz, then it will be mutter. So if that's the case, does anyone know? These organizations, is it Bedafka, the fact that the Jews are settling in the land?
You're also making Aliyah.
Yeah, but Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael could be many people.
No,
what do you mean? Christians could do Aliyah. There's many different... a Muslim can't do Aliyah. A Muslim could do Aliyah. What? Right, so it's probably just Dafka Jews. That's what I'm thinking. So it's probably not going to be according to the Taz, it's probably still going to be Usher because it's Dafka to Jews. I think you're right, Yosef. So that would be still a problem. The other simple answer, Rabbi Isai, is that Argamar never said that it's Mutter. Again, we had this at the beginning of the by the Mishnah on Chav Dalet. Just because a person's not Pasul La'edus doesn't mean it's Mutter. The Gemara made a chiluk between Bafaresi and Betzina, whether or not you're Pasul La'edus. I could violate a lot of different Isurim, and Tosis said earlier, like, let's say, Laisachmod. So Tosis had a day of Laisachmod. People don't know about the Isur of Laisachmod. Person called me up, after Shira on this, person called me up, fascinating Shai, we spoke about Laisachmod a few weeks ago. Person called me up, Mamish 3 weeks ago. He wanted to know if it's Usur. Listen to this. This could shut down our whole community. A person wanted to know if it's usher to knock on the door to ask a person to sell the house. Is that losachmor? Because I'm trying to push them to make the sale. To be losachmor. So it could be a new example of losachmor. I didn't think that was losachmor. I think if a person says no, and then you say... And then you push him, and your mamish, you're badgering him, and you're not accepting no as an answer. But if a person just offers, even though it's not on the market, just offers, you know, it was an interesting discussion whether or not that would be an example of lo sachmud. So why am I bringing that up? Because Taisa said you could be in violation of the Yisra Daraisa of lo sachmud. You're not going to necessarily possibly aid this. So maybe that's the answer to our Gemara. In Echanami, the Gemara of Bavasa says it's also to accept tzedakah from Nachar. It's not appropriate. But our Gemara was saying you're only going to have the status of being pasul le'edus with or without the Avera is only when it's Befarhesia, even if the Avera exists B'tzina. But we're discussing a different Shiloh. We're not discussing the Avera. The Poskim didn't assume like that. The Taz didn't assume like that. The Drisha didn't assume like that. They made their Chalukim, which is Nafkamina Lazan Halacha, and Shilohs that really do come up about Staka from Goyim. Okay? That's the end of that Sugya, about accepting Staka from Goyim, which is a real Halacha L'maisa Sugya B'zman Hazeh. I don't think so. I don't think they weren't either the money, so it's not going to be Asr Ba'ana Avodah Zarah. No, we assume that they're Avodah Zarah. I don't think that there's a reason. Yeah. Right. According to the Taz. Yeah, I'm wondering that. I'm saying that this is much bigger than I thought. Yeah, that's true. So let's say you hold not like the Taz. If you don't hold like the Taz, right. If you hold like the Taz, it should be mutter. But what's your svar that it's not stuck up? It's a government. It's right.
Like on assignment, it's not
stuck. Right,
it's
right.
It's a benefit. It's not a stuck.
Right. It's part of a service of the Lamashal. When Fairlawn sends their trucks to pave the streets, that's part of the benefits that I get from living in the United States and living in the town.
But you pay for that.
You pay for that too.
But I pay right now that if Chas V'Shalom I'm going to need welfare, I should be taking care of welfare also.
Right.
So it's one of the responsibilities of the government.
About insurance, right?
That what? No, that's for sure a service. But I'm saying that.
No, as a service, you didn't pay for it. You got.
Insurance?
Yeah.
No, I'm paying that if Chas V'Shalom I need it, that they should do it. So the government also, I pay. I'm a resident.
Yeah.
That's a service of the government. So I think what Abe's saying also is even if you will hold even if you hold against the Taz, it's not stucco. It's not. Right, but they're obligated. They're obligated. They're not. It's not out of their rachmanis. They don't really like me. They have to do it.
It's a law.
It's a law.
It's a law.
If it's a disaster or a war, and then they go to another country and they go and give money, that could be tzedakah.
Right.
That's an government obligation.
Right. Whether or not Israel can accept the money, that's another shiloh. But they're not asking the shiloh. That's a good shiloh.
This will find a way to get
it. Yeah, they'll get ahead. Yeah. But again, that's part of their.
If there's a greater focus on not giving it to Jewish organizations.
I think that's just an assessment of where the danger is towards. It's not because we're Jewish. I think it's just responsibility to the citizens, and we're going to assess who's more in danger, who's not. I think so. Yeah. I think in the Tshuva of Yashiv, he speaks there about the fact that it's a government also. He has a sar there that, you know, I forget exactly what it is. But, okay. But it's all these are very interesting shaylas. So, yeah. So let's go on to the next fascinating Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar of Nachman, Achoshid al arayis kosher le'edus. Rav Nachman said, if a person is choshed on arayis, he's kosher le'edus. I don't know what that means, choshed al arayis. We're concerned, we have a chshad with something in the area of arayis, but he's still kosher le'edus. Amar Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes responded, Ani, answer me. Mori arboin bekatfe. Person who gets Malkus, which is fascinating, just Tamizai, he's presenting Malkus as Arboin, okay. Arboin bekatve v'kosher? Guy's going to get Malkus on what he did, and you're going to say he's kosher? Amarava, fine, let's stop there for right now. So what's going on over here? Who's kosher according to Rav Nachman? And who, clearly, Rav Sheshes is absolutely not accepting anything like that. Dr. Rashi. Kasher le'edis, deba'in and Rashi de'chamas, k'dechsiv, al-tashes eid chamas. Again, Rashi says, why? Because you need a Rashi de'chamas. Who said you need a Rashi de'chamas? Rav is the one who says you need a Rashi de'chamas. By Mumer Ochel Neveles L'Te'avon on Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, right? Let's see that Gemara quickly. Mumer Ochel Neveles L'Te'avon, the middle of the Gemara. Mumer Ochel Neveles L'Te'avon, Devarei Kol Pasul. Lahachas Abay Amar Pasul. Rav Amar Kasher. And the Gemara goes on to say, Rav says, you're not a Rosh of the Chumas. There's no, you're not giving in because of your strong desires for Mammon, and therefore you're not going to be a Rosh of the Chumas. So that's the opinion of Rav Nachman over here also, that you're not Pasul, because you're not a Rashi d'chamas. So what's Rashi saying? Rav Nachman holds like what? Like Rava? So that would have tremendous implications. I told you, we paskin like Abaye against Rava in that situation. We're machmer on that shayla. So is Rav Nachman not going alib d'hilchsa, the way Rashi is presenting? Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes machlokas is connected to the machlokas Abaye and Rava, and therefore that would make Rav Nachman shalo alib d'hilchsa. And Rav Nachman's only makes sense that a person who's kosher al arayos, a person who's over Yisuri arayos or whatever he's doing, that's going to make you kosher because he's not a Rosh of the Chamas. Why is he not a Rosh of the Chamas also? Why? Because there's no mamonis involved? Because there's no monetary benefit involved? Is that the reason? A lot of unclear things going on in this Gemara, what Rashi just explained in Rav Nachman. And then Rav Sheshes, who didn't accept Rav Nachman, says, Ani Mori, Aneni Adoini, answer me. Arboin Bekatfe. What does that mean? Chayiv Malkus too. He's getting Malkus. Why did he get Malkus? Afal Pisha Ein Sham Hasra, Da Omar Malkin Alo Tova Shmua, Shenemar Albaniki Loi Tova Shmua, the Kosher Bitmia. So Rashi just said, by the way, what Isser are we talking about over here? He just quoted a Gemara in Kedushin. Gemara in Kedushin says, even though this guy did not necessarily violate any Isuri Arayos, this guy is not makbid on the Isser of Yichud, which apparently Rabbi Reisman was just chazard from Shavuos a few years ago. He gave, Adi was telling me, he gave a beautiful Shiur Matzah Shabbos on the Isser of Yichud, which is a real important Isser that Adi said, Rabbi Reisman himself said, that people so easily could be Mechsholim. So the Gemara says, if a person violates Isser Yichud, he gets Malkus. Even though he didn't necessarily violate any Lavda or Reis, the Feirish Pasuk in the Torah, even the Isser Yichud is not the Feirish in the Torah. Ki Yisizcha, Esben Achicha, Ben Imet, right? So it doesn't say the Feirish in the Torah, the Isser. The Gemara derives that there's an Isser or Reis from the way the Torah talks about going into hiding. It must be with your mother. It can't be with anyone else. So that's how the Gemara knows that there's an Issa d'Araisa to be in seclusion with someone. So Rashi says that's the person we're talking about over here. He's miyached with someone, and there's a shmua about him, and Bezdin have the ability, midrabanan, to give him malchus on the lo tova hashmua, on the fact that it's heard that he now violates the Issa yichud. On that, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes have a machloikis. Is such a person kosher le'edis or pasul le'edis? Rav Nachman said he's kosher le'edis. And Rav Sheshes says he's going to get malchus midrabonon for this Isser Yichud. And you're going to give him a hechsher? You're going to say that he's kosher? That can't be. That's the machloikis, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. That's so far what we have in Rashi. Taisus has another suggestion. Look at Taisus. A chasher al arayos kosher le'edus. Tema. Maishno mi oichol nevelus l'te'ova. Umi ployni l'ravani l'rtsoini d'psulim le'edus. Comes Tosis and he says, how could you say a chasher al arayos is kosher le'edus? Why is he any different than someone who eats nevelus for his enjoyment? Or, says Tosis, there's a Gemara that we learned a long time ago, Rabbi said. Actually, when we learned this Gemara, we actually saw this Gemara, because Tosis on Daf Testament base quoted this Gemara. What did the Gemara say? This is the Gemara we spent a long time on, Palgin and Dibur. The Gemara says, a person walks into Bez, and he says, Ployni Ravani Lirtsoni. A person says, I slept with another man, and it was Lirtsoni, it was willingly. It wasn't under duress, it was willingly. Ployni Ravani Lirtsoni. So the Gemara has a whole debate. Can we split up his words and we say, Ployni Ravani? But we'll now switch around the words and make it lo'ainsay, that it's not l'rtzayni, because what? He's invalidating himself by actually saying those words, so therefore he has to cut the words, palgin and dibura, a whole big shaila in the Rishonim had to understand there. But the fundamental assumption in that Gemara is that what? There's a problem with what he's saying. Ploini ravani l'rtzayni revia relations is a psuleidus. That would be a problem. The Yishloimar says, Tais is the first answer, you can go like Rashi. Look at the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Choshud. The Gemara isn't talking about a person who we know for a fact below Edim. We don't know if this person violated. By Pliny Ravani, what? He himself is saying that he violated the Yisr. Here, it's a rumor. It's a Shmua. It's a Choshud. The Enkan Kim Shmua. It's only a Shmua, and that is all we're dealing with. So therefore, Tosfos says, that's the simple answer. By a mummer not la'ochon nevelos l'te'ovon, there's edus that he eats in a McDonald's. By the case of Ploni Ravani l'tzoni, we know that he had a revia. By over here, it's just a choshen, it's just a chshach. So therefore, he doesn't become pasul edus just because there's a rumor going around that this person was over the isser of arayus. But again, what's Tosfos understanding? He's talking about real arayus. He's talking about someone who's actually violating an isser, but the reason why he's kosher, according to Rav Nachman, is because all you have is a rumor. All you have is a rumor. He's not talking about Yichurim. You could say that it's a Malkan Alotova Lashmua. Fine. That's similar to Rashi. Fine. Now comes Tosfos. Inami, listen to what Tosfos says. Inami, this is unbelievable. Inami hocha mishum di yitzro tokvo v'lo domi l'nevela. Says Tosfos, the yitzar hara that a person has to violate arayus is less controllable than eating non-kosher. And there's a svara to say that even if a person violates arayus, Rav Nachman held that he'd still be kosher le'edus, even though if he eats in a McDonald's, he would be pasul le'edus.
So something similar that we learned.
Oh, that's Daf Testament Beis. Look at the flip to Daf Testament Beis very quickly. Tosfos on this Gemara of Ploni Ravani Lertzono. So Rasha says, how can you accept his edus? He's possible edus by his own very words because he says he slept with this person, right? So Tosfos asks in Dibra Maschal Lertzono on Testament Beis, the Alpha Gav the Rava Boy Rasha the Chumas Perik said Boy Rare. Hi, Kimo Rasha the Chamas, who do me the onochon the veils of Teovan. So this person is a Rasha the Chamas, because he's giving into his Yetzer Hara, right? So now Tosfos says, skip to where? Behold, Amar Hasam. Now Tosfos says, so that which the Gemara says over there, Achoshad al Arayas, Koshal Aedis, Peirsh Bekunchas Labdi, Kasadi Shabal Ereva. It's not a situation where you know that he was Baal Ereva. Elishu Gamba Arayas, Gaspar Arayas, he's involved with Arayas, Umisyachid is over Yichud, Imoin Vahaydi Kamar Arbon Mikatze the Kosher, Hainim Shum the Malkan al Yichud, Kol Arayas, Chutzmiyash is this, the Malkan al Tovashmua. So now what does Tosfos say? So the first answer is that over there he wasn't actually violating the Yisr, over here he's violating the Yisr. Inami says Tosfos, Hosom, Kosher Mishum the Yitzro Tokfo. Over there, he mamish couldn't control his Yitzhar Hara, Kol Kach, the Choshev Ka'ono. Aval Avar Reviyah, says Tosfos, a man with a man? There's not such a big Yitzhar Hara for that, says Tosfos. Therefore, even if you hold, like Rav Nachman, in the Gemara of Arachoshet al Arayis, in the Sugya of Reviyah, says Rav Nachman, that would be a person that would be still possible. That's not considered onus. That's not as big of a Yitzhar Hara as Choshet al Arayis would be. That's Tosfos's answer over there. Inami says Tosfos another answer. Hachanami yitzru tokvo v'kashal eidus acheres v'lo aravia. Says Tosfos, you're right. Rav would be machshir him, like Rav Nachman says in our Gemara in Chavav. But la'oso eidus, to now walk in and give eidus about the story itself, Ploni Ravani Lertzoni, that's a joke. That's a joke, says Tosfos. You're going to now say you violated an isser and now be nemon and believe in that very eidus? That's something that I can't accept. So these different days in Tosfos, is within the machlokes, how to understand the machlokes, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet, whether or not your kosher apostle Eidus is now going to affect halacha lemaisa, what's going to be? Rabbi, again, let's break this down. We don't have time to get into all the shilas. We have to be misadded this in Mirchus time next week. But what do we have over here? We're not clear what the Gemara is saying. We have either a person who's mamish kosher al arayis. What do you think? Kosher al arayis sounds like Rashi. Chosher arayis means he's not violating arayis. He wasn't over arayis. He's chosher arayis. There's a bad shmuel about him that this guy's not makbid on isur arayis. He's miyachid himself with woman. He goes into isur yichud. He's not makbid on the isur. So according to that, so machloekas Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshes. So question number one, according to Rashi, who do we paskin? Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshes? Who's the psak halacha like? That's question number one. Nafkamina might be whether or not people who are not makbid on isur yichud are the nemer to be oneid at their wedding. We didn't even get to the next line of the Gemara, which is about chayalim, which is what I said in the title of this year. What happens if you have a soldier who is the only one in the battlefield and he can testify about nebuch, a person that was killed? And he's not makbid what? In Osodavar, in Arayas. Is he Naman? Is he not Naman? The Gemara we're going to see in a second is going to discuss, even according to Rav Nachman, who's Machshir, he says, by Inyan Edus Isha, maybe you have to be Machmir. But now, according to Taisus, perhaps he could be Mekel. No, we're not talking about people who are over the Yisr Yichud. We're talking about people who really violate real Arayas. What are you going to ask me from the Gemara earlier? No, that was not such a Yetzer Hara. That was a Revia. That was a different story. That's what we're going to have to work out. Based on the answer to how you understand our sugya, now we're going to have to develop between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, and then we're going to have to plug it into Eidus Isha. How do we paskin these Ashrayos Halacha L'maisa, whether or not a person will be Neman, Le'inyan these Dinim, even Le'inyan Eidus Isha.